Imagine your logo stopping a scroll dead in its tracks. Someone mid-thumb, eyes locked, a tiny instinctive nod. That split-second decision is what we mean by 30-second brand. Designs that communicate and convert before your listener even finishes the sentence. Today, I'll show you a lean workflow we use at MG Wallace Design Studios to turn a single-sentence brand promise into a visual signal that works in an attention blink. Stick with me. This one's full of sketch prompts you can try right now. Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to the Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling, with your co-host, Wendy. In each episode, we'll dive deep into the art of crafting logos that don't just mark a brand, they ignite one. Today, we'll focus on three things: the foundation of designing for a 30-second attention window, the tools and tactics you can use right away, and real-world experiments that prove the idea. By the end, you'll have a lean checklist and three experiments to run before your next client meeting.
Foundation. Why design for 30 seconds? Because attention is a currency, and people decide fast. The core question: what single idea must a person take away in that brief window? Start by writing a one-sentence brand promise, not marketing fluff, one clear promise the brand commits to. Example: we simplify weekend camping for new families. Reduce that to the essence: simple, family, outdoors. From there, choose the strongest single visual signal that represents that essence. Maybe an isolated tent icon with a single warm color and high contrast against negative space.
At the studio, we call that the headline in one symbol, the icon that speaks louder than the copy. One client gave us a whole book of adjectives, and we boiled it down to a tilted leaf and a single accent color. The moment we isolated that signal, everything else got easier.
A short studio soundbite. We tested three thumbnails for an outdoor brand: dense illustration, logo wordmark, and a single silhouette icon. In quick street tests, the silhouette outperformed for instant recognition and drove higher click rates in social. That's the power of reduction. Fewer elements, clearer reads. Now, let's try a quick imagination break. 30 seconds to sketch.
Imagination break. Grab a pen and set a 30-second timer. Write one sentence that describes your client's promise. Then draw one simple icon. No shading, only outline or silhouette that captures that sentence. Don't overthink. Ready? Go. Done? Great. Keep that sketch. It's your visual hypothesis.
Segment 2, tools and tactics. This is the hands-on part. How to take that single icon and make it read in 30 seconds across formats. First rule, contrast is your friend. High-value contrast between icon and background wins the eye. Second, hierarchy. Establish one clear focal point. If your logo and headline compete, nobody wins. Third, isolation. Give the primary mark breathing room so it reads at thumbnail size or from across the street.
Audio-friendly demo, the thumbnail A-B method. Draw three thumbnails. A, full illustration. B, wordmark heavy. C, isolated icon with bold color block. Speak them aloud as you show them to someone. Which of these tells me what the brand does in one glance? Count the number of listeners who answer correctly. That simple spoken test works better than long surveys because it forces immediate judgment.
Tool checklist for fast testing. Lo-fi, paper thumbnails, phone photos, cheap prints. Digital, two color variations exported at 200 pixels and 800 pixels, tested in a mock feed. Measurement, record which version yields the fastest correct interpretation and a simple recall score after 30 seconds. Keep the tests quick and repeatable.
Icons and color blocks. Craft icons as single shapes. Avoid inner detail that collapses at small sizes. When choosing colors, favor high luminance contrast pairs, one key color for the signal and a neutral for the field. If you need motion, small micro interactions can reinforce the signal online, but static clarity must work first.
Segment 3,
real-world application. Here are three quick case mini-studies from MG Wallace Design Studios. Case 1, a boutique sign maker whose storefront had low walk-by recall. We replaced a crowded mural with an isolated icon and a single high-contrast word mark. Result, legibility doubled in 5-meter visibility tests, and foot traffic increased measurably over the next 2 weeks.
Case 2, an online course brand with low ad click-through. We reduced the hero to one bold symbol and a 3-word headline. In a 48-hour social test, CTR improved by 28% on the isolated signal creative versus the original busy hero image. Case 3, a local trades brand. Simplified truck graphics led to higher recall in roadside intercepts when we used contrast in large negative space.
How to run a 48-hour exposure test. Print 2 cheap posters, place them on community boards, or post one in a targeted Instagram story. Keep everything else constant. Same copy, same time window. Measure impressions, clicks, or physical inquiries. Track a simple metric. Did a person remember the brand after 30 seconds? You'll be surprised how quickly you get directional data.
Imagination break. 60 seconds rapid prototype. Take your one-sentence brand promise and sketch 3 variations. A, silhouette icon. B, color block with initials. C, minimal illustration. Time yourself. Photograph the sketches and send them to one colleague for a blind first impression vote. That 60-second loop is the core of studio speed.
Now, quick measurement guardrails so you don't draw the wrong conclusion. Always include a control creative. Test at least 20 impressions for directional insight and record the exact question you ask people. We recommend, what does this brand do? And what do you remember after 30 seconds? That keeps results comparable across tests.
Key takeaways in 3 crisp bullets. First, start with a one-sentence brand promise and reduce it to one visual signal. Second, prioritize contrast, hierarchy, and isolation so your signal reads at a glance. Third, run fast, low-cost tests. Thumbnail AB, 48-hour exposure, simple recall questions to validate before you finalize.
Lean checklist. One-sentence promise. One icon hypothesis, 3 thumbnails, quick vote, 48-hour exposure test. 3 experiments to run this week. The 30-second sketch, a thumbnail AB with a colleague, and a cheap 48-hour poster or story test. Submit your sketches and results for templates at mgwdstudios.com/submit.
And that brings us to closing. And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly.
Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something in you, hit that subscribe button, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost. Visit mgwallacestudios.com for templates and resources. And if you want the test sheets used in this episode, register at mgwallacestudios.com/submit.
Next episode, we'll unpack tiny motion touches that make static brand marks feel alive. Micro animations that don't distract, but boost recall. You won't want to miss it.
Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. Imagine boldly. Design brilliantly. Connect creatively. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook.